Hey, good evening, everybody. Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charana. Our parasha contains it, one of the basic, base of a Jewish home. And that's the dream of the ladder. The dream of the ladder is really telling us what do we do in this world? And by the way, of also the one of the most famous perushim on the Zohar is called Perush HaSulam. And why? Because the Sulam shows us that we need to combine earth with heaven. And this is one of the problems that Yaakov had when he went out. Vayetze Yaakov mi'Be'er Sheva vayelech Harana. He is going out from... No, it's okay. He is going out from Be'er Sheva, going to Haran. Vayifga b'makom. What is Vayifga b'makom? Simple translation, he hit the place. There are a lot of other translations, but what's the meaning of hit the place? Hit the place means that he didn't know what's going on here. He is now, after 14 years, sitting and learning in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Evra. And he's being sent to bring a wife from Haran. Now, Haran is not exactly the best place in the world. So he is suddenly realizing, one minute, what's going on here? They're sending me to Haran to bring a wife? Is this the right place? This is an impure place. It's a place where they worship idols. The worst place in the world. So God does what he does, and the sun comes down very quickly, and he goes to sleep at that place. And he dreams the dream of the ladder. ויחלום והנה סולם מוצב ארצה וראשו מגיע השמיימה. The ladder is put down on earth and his head is in heaven. Okay. ומלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים בו. The angels are going up and down. So here we have also a question. The angels come from up there, they should go down and then up, not up and down. והשם ניצב עליו. And God is on top of the ladder. What is God trying to tell Yaakov is, you think that your mission is to sit here in this world and learn Torah and enjoy all the holiness of this world? Yes, you need to enjoy the holiness of this world, but using this world. You came to this world in order to use all the facilities, which are physical facilities, they are materialistic facilities, and they're not all spiritual. But you need to put the spirituality inside all those physical things. In other words, your job is to go down to the lowest place there is and elevate yourself with this house you're going to build, up to heaven. You know, in other religions, they think that to be holy means to leave all physical things and leave all those joys of life and be holy, like be only spiritual. Mm-hmm. No connection with the materialistic world. By the way, it's all a big lie because none of them really does it. Because we see all the things that's going on, and every day they find out something else going on there. And looking at the Vatican and saying that they don't enjoy this world and they only enjoy the spiritual world. If you see the dinners they're having and the palaces they live in and the servants that they've got, you wouldn't say that that's living this physical world and living in a holy world. So in other words, even in real life, you see that they speak in their mouths what they don't really do. Because this world is a physical world, and it was created for us to do a job. Otherwise, says Kadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov, you could have stayed up in heaven. You didn't need to come down. Why do you think you came to this world? You came to this world to use it, to take all the things I created and elevate them. That is our job. And the ladder is there with us. Onkelos says, Na'utz be'ara, like it's stuck inside. In other words, it could be in the lowest of the lowest place in the world, but it's there. The only thing you have to do is start climbing. And you have to understand, if you don't start from down there, you will never get up there. And if you want an example from real life, you can see in business, for example, a family business. You can see some businesses, a lot of them, second generation, ruins the business. A father builds a business from nothing, and he's got this beautiful business, and then he takes his children to the business and they finish off the business.
I hope you don't make a pass the same thing. I hope you don't pass from this.
You know, I'm from the other thing. I'm now going to talk about the other example. The other example, you see businesses that go on for many, many years, not only the second generation, even to the third generation. What's the difference? Because here the father was clever and he didn't put his son directly in a management position. He put him down, you start working in the factory. You see what we do here and you work as a black worker. You clean, you do all the things that they do in this, and then you climb till you get to the management position. The guy that you put in a management position without knowing what's going on here, he cannot manage of this factory. He cannot, because he doesn't know what it's all about. He knows to sit on a seat and give orders, and people can play around with him because he doesn't really know what's going on. So this way, you're going to ruin the business. But if you start from the bottom, you know every details, and then you get up, you will be very successful. And that's the same thing with our job in this world. We came here to do a job. And if you want to climb up to heaven, where do you start? You don't start and open the Zohar. You don't start and open the Gemara. You don't start opening this very complicated thing, or you don't start from the top. You start from the bottom. The same way as you cannot come to a child and tell him on what's quanting, what is logarithmic, what is all those physical stuff that you learn in the university. You cannot start. You have to start with Aleph Bet, 1, 2, 3. Then you climb up and up. And the same thing is in this physical world connected with the spiritual world. Yaakov Avinu had to get this lesson to understand and realize that nevertheless, if you want to go up to heaven, if you want to build a Jewish home that is going to have the roots that are going to hold on for the next generation and the next generation, till today, and Bezrat Hashem to the next generation and the other generation, you need to have a solid base. And you build a solid base only if you do good training. The same way as in the army. If you want to be in the special forces, you need to have special training. Because if you have a normal training, you could never be a soldier of the special forces. And we are soldiers of the special forces. And our father Yaakov is being taught the lesson that he is teaching us. Because after he realizes that that is his job, that he as Yaakov, after being 14 years in the yeshiva, he has the intelligent and the spiritual power to fight everything that he's going to get on his way when he's going to get married and to build a home that is going to be a home for eternity, the Jewish home. And when he realizes it, he wakes up, Vaisa Yaakov et raglav. He raises up his feet and goes. Why is it saying Vaisa Yaakov raglav? Vaisa is to raise up. Feet is the lower part of the body. And the lower part of the body is the one that goes on earth. And he understands that, what should I do now? Lift up my legs and go up and start climbing the ladder. And you know, on the ladder, they say the angels are going up and down. Why up and down? Because those angels are really the angels of the deeds you do. In every good deed you do, an angel is created. This angel goes up to heaven and comes back down to bring all the good to this world. In other words, all the deeds we do are really controlling the world and making it tick. Im lo Torati yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim v'ares lo samti. If my Torah is not going to be day and night, the world is not going to exist, because this whole world is built on the Torah. So, and by the way, Yaakov is the pillar of Torah. Yaakov is the pillar of truth, though it doesn't look like this. That is exactly the point. We talked about it last week also. They have to understand that when we talk about emet, truth, truth is when it serves the truth. And this is what Yaakov is teaching us. And again now, he is teaching us that those angels, and that's why it's saying, Olim ve'yordim bo. And it should have been written, Olim ve'yordim alav. Because it's written here, והנה מלאכי אלוקים, פסוק יוד בית, פסוק, 1 minute, יוד בית, או? Yes, 12, פסוק 12. והחלום והנה סולם מוצב ארצה, וראשו מגיע השמיים, והנה מלאכי אלוקים עולים ויורדים בו, בו, in Hebrew, בו is in it. But you don't go in the ladder, you go on the ladder. Should be, הולכים, עולים ויורדים עליו. So what is בו? In, because it's really talking about the angels inside us that we create. With all the things we do, we create angels. Hopefully we create good angels, because we can also unfortunately create bad angels. If we do bad things, those same angels also are going to go up. And they're also going to come down, but this time they're going to come down with what? With disaster. And that's the first lesson to learn. It says, Mutzav Arza. I say the Zohar says that Yaakov is like the neshama, the nefesh, that comes down to this world. And then it has to work its way up back to heaven. That's the Sulam Mutzav Arza. Not ala aretz, it's not on earth like Arza. It comes from somewhere. Where is it coming from? From heaven.
I also learned that the angels that were going up were because he was on the border and leaving
Malachi Eretz, the angels,
the ones who guard him on Israel.
And the angels from Israel left and went up, and the angels of Chutz La'aretz came down to escort him. To teach us that there is a difference between what's happening in Eretz Israel and what's happening abroad. There's a different quality of angels. That's also, there are a lot of explanations. But when we learn the Torah, we have to learn what does it tell us, what is the way of life that we're learning from the Parsha. So the way of life is that we have a job here in this world. And our job is to build up, not to build down, to build up. If you want to be whole, you have to start from the top, from the bottom. You cannot start from the top. So that's the first lesson that Yaakov Avinu is being taught. And now I understand what is his job. And he goes on his way. Vayisa Yaakov et raglav. He raises up his feet and goes on his way. And then is asking God.
It's strange because God assure him that he will protect him.
Yes.
And then why he have to ask for bread and clothes? God told him already, I will protect you. I will give you everything you need.
Vaido, you have.
Not going to just appear.
What?
Maybe it's not just going to appear, he's got to pray for it.
If God tells you, I will give you all my support, then you will say, okay, please give me breath and clothes. If Hashem told you already, he will give you everything. You don't have to.
Yeah, but it's not. What he's doing now is having a vow. It's inoder neder. It's not that he doesn't believe God is going to provide.
He promises
God something now. He tells God this. 1 minute. Vaidor Yaakov neder le'emor. And Yaakov vows a vow. What is this vow? Im Yelokim, if you, God, are going to be with me and going to keep me, as you said, on the way, and you're going to give me lechem le'echol, u'beged l'ilbosh, you're going to give me bread to eat and clothes to wear, ושבתי בשלום אל בית אבי, and I come back to the house of my father, והיה השם לי לאלוקים. And God is going to be my Lord.
If not, he's not.
Yes.
So what does he say?
You understand?
God that you have to do this. He's doing to believe
in God?
To believe in
him.
That's what he
says.
Does it sound normal?
No, of course not.
Then why is he asking only for bread to eat and clothes to wear? Why doesn't he ask, give me wealth, give me blessings,
power,
give me power?
That's the basis.
Why? What when you pray, what should you ask? The minimum or the maximum?
The maximum.
Minimum.
No.
The maximum.
God is the Almighty. He can give you everything. No, it's a very interesting point because some people say, yes, you should be very modest. Don't ask a lot. But sorry to tell you, a lot of our sages said you're being stupid. Why? Because God can give you everything. Of course, you have to understand that you're asking for fortune and wealth and health for a good purpose, not for yourself, to do good with people. But you should ask as much as you want. This is God. What? Don't you believe in God that he can give you millions? That you're asking for 1,000 shekel? Ask for $2 billion. No, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should ask God plenty. And by the way, we do it. We do it on Rosh Chodesh. We do it on the... We always ask for plenty. Yeah. So what's Yaakov telling us? And nevertheless, if you look at the Pasha, then he's being a millionaire.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not exactly a guy that says, okay, I don't want this. No, I'm modest. I'm going to live on bread and water. Not Yaakov is not living on bread and butter and water. He's got slaves, he's got cows, sheep. He's got cattle, sheep, camels, plenty. We'll see in the Pasha. So what is the Torah telling us here? And why is he not asking what's with being healthy? You know, all said, Aikar HaBriyut. Don't hear it a lot? Aikar HaBriyut. What's with being healthy? Why is he not asking this basic thing?
He's not asking bread.
The truth is, he is asking bread. He is asking exactly what you need to ask. It's not here about how much bread you're going to have, or if you're going to eat cakes, or a steak fillet, or you're going to have a boss suit, or that. That's not the idea. The idea here is, God, I'm promising you, if you keep me on the way, and you keep me healthy, that I can eat the food you provide. Lechem le'echol. He's not asking for bread. He's asking for bread to eat. Because unfortunately, sometimes you go to hospital and you see people, and they cannot eat. They have those pipes going in. They have a zonda or whatever, chas v'shalom. And that's the way they eat. So what is Yaakov really saying? Titen li lechem le'echol. Bread to eat and clothes to wear, because if you're on the bed, you with your pajamas, you don't wear clothes. Mm-hmm. Because you see, that's what he's asking. That's the way you learn Torah. It's not saying v'natan li lechem ve'beged. If we were talking about wealth or things like that, that's what he should ask. Give me bread and clothes. No, he says beged lilbosh, to wear, that I'm going to be healthy. And bread to eat, that I can eat. So he's asking for health. He's asking really for everything. And then this is strange. What do we say? Ve'aya Hashem li le'elokim. Okay, so God is going to provide. So you're doing tnoim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to help me, I'm going to believe in you. You are going to be my Lord. What's going on here? No, this is not normal.
Of course.
And this Yaakov Avinu.
Yeah. It's great.
So what is really saying? I talked about it already this week. It's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to heaven and God shows him all the generations and all the great sages going to be. When they come to Rabbi Akiva and he sees Rabbi Akiva learning and teaching about what? About what's not the letter itself, what's above the letter. All those signs. He says, you've got somebody like this in your world and you're giving the Torah with me. You should give the Torah with Rabbi Akiva. He says, okay, now show me the reward of all those tzaddikim. They come again to Rabbi Akiva, and what is his reward? He's being combed with an iron comb,
yeah,
and on his flesh and blood and thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what? Ze Torah veze schara? What, this is the reward for all the Torah this tzaddik guy learned, this tzaddik? That is his reward? What is God answering him? Shtok kach ala b'machshava. Shut up, that's what I thought. What a strange answer. It's a very famous midrash. What a strange answer. Imagine to yourself, your kid comes to you. He says, father or mother, why did you do this? Or they says, shut up, that's the way I want it. Is this an answer? It's possible, but is this an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu? From God? But this brings us back in history when the world was created. In Bereshit. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. God created the world, or let's put it in the proper, he wanted to create the world in midat ha-din. Judgment. You sin, you get punished. Doesn't matter what it is. So God saw that nobody can live like this. So he mixed with midat ha-din, midat ha-rachamim. He put with the din, with the judgment, mercy, chesed, love. Okay. But what did he really want to do? To create a world with midat ha-din. Because that's the proper thing. He gives you mitzvahs, you keep the mitzvahs, and then you go to heaven. Says God to Moshe Rabbeinu, in all the history, there are only a few figures that I can deal with them with midat ha-din. And one of them is Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, when his students asking him, Ad Kan, what's this? What's going on here? After all you did, that's what you're getting? And Rabbi Akiva is answering, all my life I waited for this moment. So this raises up another question. What, God wants us to suffer? God wants us to be tortured? You know, sometimes we mix things and we don't understand what's going on here. What is Rabbi Akiva telling us? That this is what we should wait for? To be tortured? That's the sign and that's what God wants us to do for him. But if we think like this, we don't realize what's all about. You see, there is, when learning the Torah, there is the surface. There is the outside and there is the inside. If you don't learn the inside, we don't know a lot. It's very important to learn the outside, of course. But more important is to learn the inside. Because the inside is telling us what is the truth behind the facts. And what is really Rabbi Akiva telling us? Rabbi Akiva is getting to a level that his body doesn't matter. He's so up, he's so elevated, that he feels nothing. What he feels, that he got to a level that is so close to God that it doesn't matter what you do to his physical body, he is not physical anymore.
Today I learned this. He's nullified. It's only some tzaddikim in the world that came.
Eliyahu Hanavi went up to heaven with his body, because he got to a level that his body became spiritual. His physical body.
Yeah.
That's a very high level. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is really telling his Talmidim. It's not that God wants us to be tortured. Chas v'sholom. That's not the idea. God is a loving father. He wants only the good for us. But he knows that this world is a physical world. And what did we say with the ladder? The idea is to take this physical world and elevate it up to heaven. And the more you climb, the more up you got, that's the level you get to. And Rabbi Akiva got to this level. There are not many people that can do this. Now let's go back to Rabbi Yaakov. When the Torah is saying Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, this is Midat HaChesed. When the Torah says Elokim, this is Midat HaDin. So what now is really Yaakov saying? Im Yeh Elokim Imadi, if God, Midat HaDin, is going to be with me, Veishmereni, Midat HaDin is going to keep me. בדרך הזה אנוכים, ונתן לי לחם לכל בגלל בוש, ושבתי בשלום לבית אבי, והיה, what is he saying now? השם, יוד קי וו קי, which is מידת החסד, לי, לאלוקים. I'm promising you God, I'm having this vow, if I'm going to go through this journey, and be successful and come back home, the minute I'm coming back home, I want you to deal with me, the same way you wanted to create the world, with Midat HaDin. V'haya Hashem, Chesed, Li, Le'elokim, Midat HaDin. I think the Rav Yitzchak Bernstein Zatzal brings this explanation. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly. But it's a beautiful explanation. Because otherwise, we don't understand what Yaakov is saying.
I didn't understand. Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Hashem. Ado.
No, this I know.
Yes.
Because I...
That's chesed.
If I want a place to my car, to park, I say Yud Kei Vav Kei and I find the place. If I want to do anything, I say Yud Kei Vav Kei and I realize.
Yes.
It happens. It happens.
That's Midat HaChesed.
But what is Midat HaChesed?
That's Midat HaChesed?
No,
Midat HaDin. No. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midat HaChesed.
Yes.
Midat HaChesed is mercy, pity, love. It's not din, it's not judgment. Din is judgment.
Okay.
It's like, I tell you something to do, you have to do it. Chesed, okay, let's give you another chance. Let's help you. That's Chesed. Chesed is, let's say, the side of love.
Mm.
And Elohim is the side of fear. That's like Avraham Avinu is Chesed. And Yitzchak is Yirah. Is fear. And you have to combine. We need both of them, by the way.
Yes.
But what is Yaakov really saying? Now we understand. Of course God is his Lord. It's no doubt about it. It's Yaakov Avinu. Ishtam Yashevo Alim. But what is he saying? If I go through this procedure and I'm successful in coming back and you helping me, then when I come back, I want you to deal with me with Midat HaDin, which is the highest level that you can get. In other words, I'm going to climb the ladder with your help, because I cannot do it without your help. But when I get up, then I want you to judge me. To deal with me with the judgment. We shouldn't ask things like this. Of course, we're not Yaakov Avinu. We want chesed.